Hey, sister, if you are a Christ follower and a believer, and you have been trying to trust the Lord with getting pregnant and trust in his timing and be at complete peace with it, it's hard, isn't it? Right? And so I'm going to kind of go into just a word of encouragement for you from the Word today. This is number 3 of our Healthy Conception series for this week, and we can't neglect the spiritual side of this, right? Like, yes, you want to figure out, you know, what can you do to help your body and what is your body saying? But also, like, where is your heart with the Lord? Because that's really, really important. And there are some days and some moments that I know it's more of a struggle than others. So let's get into this. Hey, sister, welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with 2 children, I then suffered from 3 miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal, because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. Okay, so before we kick off with today's episode, if you have not joined our Facebook group, it's awesome. It's awesome. I know I talked about it a lot in yesterday's episode, of which, by the way, if you haven't come into the group and shared with us, like, how has your experience like been with healthcare? Like, come share, you know? And it's just such a great place to be among other sisters in Christ who are wanting to get pregnant and having a desire to conceive, and it's taking a long time and this is a hard journey. And, you know, you can come get that fellowship inside of that Facebook group. So come join us. I know, I hate social media, totally forgo everything else, but that one group, I love getting in there and getting to know you and getting to support you and walk with you, as well as seeing y'all walk with each other in your fertility journeys is awesome. So you can just scroll down in the show notes and come join that community. Okay, so let's kind of go into this episode, all right? So I want to share where my heart was in between my miscarriages. So it was hard. It was so hard. Like, I had a 15-week miscarriage, and it's so hard to put words to it, right? But it was absolutely the lowest point of my life. And probably for several weeks, it was just felt really, really hopeless. But at the same time, while it felt just absolutely, I felt distraught, God was with me every single moment. And his word just overcame me. And it got me through it. He got me through it. And then there came the aspect of like, okay, Lord, I don't know if you've been through this, if you've had a miscarriage, you may have had the thought like I did of like, oh man, this happened and I was so expecting this baby. Like we were praying for this baby. We were planning for this baby. We were getting our house ready for the baby. We had a name picked out. Like we were anticipating this baby. And then in the blink of an eye, like it's gone. And that baby is no more. And for me, I know this is different for everyone, but I just had this desire of like, oh my gosh, like I want another baby. Like I want to be pregnant. I want to have a healthy pregnancy. Like why was it not healthy? And God, like, can I have a healthy pregnancy again? And why did this happen? And it was so much to go through. And so when I was in between my miscarriages, so we had our 15-week and then we had 2 chemical pregnancies after that, I was definitely on the rocks of like trying to trust the Lord and the Lord being so good, but also my flesh being terrified of going through it again. And especially after the second one happened, that was scary. I mean, we didn't do anything to... I mean, we were told like there wasn't really anything we could do, so we didn't do anything to figure out why it happened. And And we didn't know what else we could do. So we didn't do anything and we didn't prevent. And we got pregnant and my body was just so not ready to be able to have a baby again. And I had issues that I had to get worked out. And so a verse that really stuck with me in this journey that I want to encourage you with today is from the book of John in chapter 9. And there was a blind man, and the Pharisees were asking, like, well, what did his parents do? Like, his parents must have done something that he's blind. It must be their fault, or he must have done something. And that's why he's blind. Like, God is angry at him, and he's punishing him. And so that's why he's dealing with this tragedy. So, but what Jesus said was, neither this man nor his parents sinned, Jesus said, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. And Jesus also says in John, I think it's John 16:33, in this world, you will have trouble. You will have trouble, but take heart, for I've overcome the world. So there's no promise of, you know, when we're a Christ follower and we're a believer, that we're not going to go through issues, right? Think of James 1, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, consider it joy. Like, has anyone told you that lately? Oh, hey, I know you're having a hard time getting pregnant. It's been a long time. Be joyful. Wow, that's a sucker punch, but it is from the Word of God. Like, that sucks. But we are to count it joy. And here's why. In verse 3 of James 1, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So this momentary trial, as horrible and depressing and low and awful as it is, God is going to work it out for his good. I remember very clearly looking at my daughter who I delivered. She was 15 weeks long, and looking at her, and God spoke to me so clearly as tears were just streaming down my face. And I'm going through all these thoughts and emotions of like, why could I not carry her? Why could I not keep her? Why? And God spoke to me so clearly in that moment. And he said, her story is for my glory. And I'm not a believer in that God makes bad things happen. I do think that God is going to use every difficult thing that we deal with in this broken and fallen world, and he's going to use it for his glory and for furthering his kingdom. If I had never gone through what I went through, I would never, like, I've gotten to help so many people. I have gotten to be an encouragement to countless people, to countless couples and women. And He has chosen me. He has given me the honor and the grace of using me as his vessel to support people in getting pregnant. And I've gotten to celebrate with so many women getting pregnant. And it is awesome. And it's such a gift. And I never would be in this position if I hadn't gone through what I went through. And my hope is that you take encouragement from John 9:3. That this didn't happen because you sinned. Like, this didn't happen because God doesn't love you, or this didn't happen because you're not worthy. Those are all lies from the enemy. Those are lies from the devil, because this happened so that the works of God could be displayed through you. And you don't know what those works of God are going to be. And I just want to give you hope and give you encouragement that you can trust God through this. He is right here with you, and you're going to see how this story is going to be for his glory at the end of it. So on the other side, whatever that looks like, every story is different. Every testimony is different. So I hope you get encouragement from that. And I want you to know that the Lord used my story and you know, taking me through this season of healing so that I can help you. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that fertility framework is the course, and it is the thing that I made and developed in conferring with the Lord and just bringing this together in a beautiful way. And I know that the fear around if that will work for you is really real. I know you've probably tried other things, and you're questioning if that's the thing, and you're questioning if you're trying to force this and make this happen, or if this is God putting this in your lap. So I know that those are some real things that you're going through, but I want you to understand that you're so not alone thinking this. And trust me, every single other person who's gone through this course or who's gone through the thing that God has called them to do in a season of like, hey, take some time and figure this out. Take some time and get healing. Take some time and get answers. And every time before someone has been like, gone through this, they've been like, oh man, they've felt that fear. They felt that fear and apprehension that you have, but they've said like, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this. And it's so worth it. So if this is like speaking to you and you're feeling done with just not getting answers or trying to do this on your own, or just like, man, getting frustrated with Google, frustrated with your doctor, whatever, I'm here. Okay. So today is your moment. Today is your day. And I want you to go over to beckayon.com/course. It is a spring flash sale. You can get 20% off, up to $200 off the course. It's a really big deal. And I hope it's a blessing to you. I hope it encourages you. Today is Wednesday and the sale ends on Friday. So seriously, talk with your husband, pray with the Lord, pray with your husband. And I just encourage you, if you're feeling the tug, to do the Fertility Framework course and do it with me VIP, because that's where I get to hold your hand and I get to encourage you every single step of the way, and we'll overcome this fear and we're going to do the journey together. Okay. I get to be your sister here. So I hope that this encourages you guys. Let me pray over you. Lord Jesus, we just come before you. Thank you so much, God, for your word. Your word is living and active, and it is sharper than any double-edged sword. It divides bone and marrow and soul and spirit, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And I praise you for your word, Lord. Your word is hard, and it is sharp, God. And these words are hard to hear when we're going through trials, that we are to count it joy, and that somehow you're going to make good and somehow you're going to make light of this dark season that we're in. But God, I pray that through your word, you would increase our trust in you, that we could say, but I trust in you, God. No matter what I'm going through, I trust in you. No matter the feelings or the events that occur, I trust in you. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would increase our trust and you would increase our faith in you and our dependence on you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. And in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.